USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A two-day record surge in coronavirus cases is prompting several states to reclose businesses. The governors of Florida and Texas both ordered bars in their states to shut down because of a surge of infections. More than 39,000 new coronavirus cases were reported on Thursday. Texas reported nearly 6,000 alone. CDC Director Robert Redfield says Americans must embrace social distancing measures to slow the spread of COVID-19.
To stay 6 feet apart from each other as much as possible, to wear face coverings when we're in public, and to practice vigorous hand hygiene. I also want to appeal to the millennials and those that are under 40. It's really important that this group really commit themselves to these practices to protect those at risk.
This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Springfield police in Illinois are confirming at least one person was shot inside a warehouse today. The suspect fled and police are searching for him.
We're still searching for a suspect. It's doubtful the suspect's still at the scene, but we are acting as if. So that's all I have right now.
Springfield Police Commander Brian Oakes says the Bun-O-Matic facility is very large and will take some time to fully search. Employees have been evacuated. Police are urging residents to stay inside their homes and lock their doors. Air travelers who refuse to wear face masks on planes to protect passengers and crew from COVID-19 are not only being stopped from flying now, but may also be banned from flying commercially in the future. Delta's CEO saying customers who choose to not comply with this or any other safety requirement risk losing their future flight privileges. Last week, American Airlines blocked a traveler from flying into New York after he refused to wear a mask. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
When it comes to a police reform bill, Democrats and Republicans agree that something has to be done. But can something get done in Washington, especially in an election year? Republican Senator from Louisiana, John Kennedy, tells Fox News he's very skeptical anything will be accomplished.
I hope so. But my Democratic friends and Speaker Pelosi refused to even let us bring up the bill for debate and for their amendment. And then Chuck Schumer blamed us for not passing the bill. I mean, I'm sorry, that's like being called ugly by a frog. They won't even let us get on the bill, but yet Tim Scott and all the rest of us are responsible for not passing it. And by the way, Tim is trying to cover up George Floyd's death. You know, you can't make this stuff up. It's like a sequel to Pulp Fiction, and it's embarrassing. And you know what? This is why Congress polls right up there in the estimation of the American people with robocalls. It's these kind of political games. It's all about the next election, not the next generation.
Microsoft is closing most of its retail stores permanently. It made the announcement on Friday, saying it will focus on improving its online store. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.